From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Maureen McCollum. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is hosting a day-long workshop in Onalaska next Thursday about the Main Street program. The state-run program helps communities develop their central business districts and downtowns. While there are more than 30 communities in Wisconsin that are involved in the program, there are less than a handful in southwest Wisconsin. They include Platteville, Prairie du Chien, and Viroqua. Here to talk about Wisconsin's Main Street program and next week's workshop are Jim Engel. He's the Downtown Development Team Manager for the Main Street program, and Emily Roseski. She's Executive Director of Viroqua Partners, which has been a member of the program since 1989. Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis asked Jim Engel to describe the Main Street program.
Well, Main Street is a downtown development program, and it was all started by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. And we annually have a contract with the National Trust Main Street Center that allows us to offer technical assistance to communities that are in the Main Street program and wanting to revitalize their downtown area.
How does the program work? What are the basics of it?
Every year we have an application process, so communities that are interested file a formal application to the program, and then we have a scoring committee that does the scoring of those apps. And following inclusion into a Main Street program, we typically take about 3 new communities per year, but following inclusion, we then offer a set of services for 5 years and actually beyond that, too. But we give free design assistance. We help Main Street communities with the small business consultations. We bring in a lot of consultants from all over the United States for the life of a Main Street program that helps communities with really specific issues like filling empty buildings or doing great festivals downtown that attract people or restoring their buildings, maybe redeveloping a white elephant building in the downtown. But we really take a look at the needs of each specific community and help them out.
Is there much changeover in the program? There's between 30 and 40 communities involved. Do communities graduate from the program?
I don't know if graduate's the right word. We have some more mature Main Street programs like Viroqua that we still offer technical assistance to, but it's not nearly as intense as the programs that are in the first 5 years. And we also have some communities that go a different direction, maybe after 10, 15 years in the program, too. So we've probably worked in 50, 55 communities over the course of time.
Emily, I'm going to bring you in here,
sure.
If that's okay. For those who haven't been to Viroqua, what is the downtown like?
Downtown's looking really good. We have very few vacancies. We have a lot of new businesses. It's a great community, and the Main Street program has definitely made us a stronger community. But Viroqua is a fantastic little destination in Vernon County.
Viroqua has a long history in the Main Street program. Talk a little bit about that. If you know why the community got involved originally back in 1989, I believe it is.
Yep, 89. We're a very community-driven organization. In 1989, Viroqua Revitalization Association was going strong, and they had looked into the Main Street program when it began here in the state and decided that Viroqua would be a good Main Street community. And so they got on board in 89, and then we had a Chamber of Commerce as well, that in 1995, the Chamber of Commerce in Viroqua and the Viroqua Revitalization Association came together and created Viroqua Chamber Main Street City, also known as Viroqua Partners or Viroqua Chamber Main Street. So we're a Chamber of Commerce and a Main Street organization and have been since the 1995.
What has the program meant for Viroqua?
Viroqua is definitely stronger for it. The way I like to describe it is it's really a community-driven economic development plan. So I think it's just a really great way to get the community involved. We've been going strong in that program, and there's a real sense of place for our downtown, and that's really what we're trying to create. It's based on historic preservation, but it's really creating community center downtown, and that's been really good for us. It's also just given us a really grassroots approach to economic development that a small rural community can use.
Jim, I know the program has been around since the 1980s. Has it changed much in those years?
Well, we try to change based on what the community needs are, and I think problems in our downtowns across the state since 1988 when we started have changed fairly dramatically, too. But we offer a set of services every year, and I think we do a pretty good job of looking at the issues that our downtowns are having at the time and then reacting to those.
How have things changed over time?
I'll give you an example. You know, if you would have asked me 10 years ago what the problems were for our downtown areas, I probably would have talked about the influx of retail and the new existence of big box retailers kind of flooding the market and taking dollars out of the downtown business owners' hands. But I don't hear that as much anymore. I think downtowns are kind of building themselves up as a trendy place for people to do shopping and living and investing and banking and you name it. So I don't know if that's the chief issue we have to deal with anymore. You know, I think whenever you start a new downtown or any new organization like a downtown revitalization organization, funds are limited. And we're not a financial grant program. We just offer technical assistance. So it's always a tough thing for communities to rally around and raise enough money to pay an executive director and start a new organization.
I know that at one time the Main Street program was in the Department of Commerce, and I think it was in
right.
a different department before that. But then the last couple of years, we've seen the development of kind of this quasi-public-private partnership called the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Were there any changes in the program as a result of that creation?
Well, we're still sticking to our core services that we've offered for several years. The one change, which is a positive change when we became part of the WEDC, is that we have people in the areas called community account managers. That there were five of them located across the state. So the Main Street program is promoted heavily by those community account managers, and they assist us with a lot of the visits in the communities too. So we've got some built-in staff throughout the state. And another change, not necessarily with the Main Street program, but we started another program last year called Connect Communities, which was really put together for communities that didn't feel like they were ready yet for the Main Street program, or possibly would never do Main Street but needed some extra help in their downtown area. Could it be a small town? It could be an urban district, you name it. So we started to Connect Communities last year and added our first 20 communities to that program. We don't offer as many intense on-site assistance services, but it's a way to get those communities in the loop and provide some resources for them.
Emily, have you noticed any changes in recent years with the program?
The support and technical assistance we've had has been pretty consistent with the changeover. So we have really good staff. Jim and Joe are amazing. So that consistency in having those contacts at the State Department's been really nice.
Jim, what is the benefit of communities to be part of this program?
Well, I think a lot of the communities get involved because they need just a little jump start. And some of the communities that start with the Main Street program really don't have any kind of organization locally that they can activate projects with. So we help them usually start a new nonprofit organization. That's not always the case, but usually a new organization. And then we bring in good people, you know, that offer them assistance to meet their needs. We help them to do work planning. So all of our Main Street communities have a set of projects that they prioritize and are working on for the year. And then one requirement that we also have is we require all of our Main Street communities to be staffed with an executive director. So for smaller communities that are under 5,000, that can be a part-time director. And then communities that are over 5,000 population, it has to be a full-time director. But I really think that's a difference maker. And Emily is talking, and she's the director in Viroqua and has done a great job. So I think that added staff in the Main Street communities is really helpful, too.
Why aren't more communities involved in the program? I mean, Wisconsin has a lot of really neat downtowns, and there are only between 30 and 40 communities involved.
Part of that is our issue, because we We have budget and staff to operate with the number of communities that we take. So it's a competitive process. The application process is a community can't just sign up and start doing Main Street. They have to sign a letter of agreement that holds them to some criteria, and they've got to have the staff person on board. They've got to have a minimum budget. That kind of thing has to be in place for them to do Main Street. So there is demand for the program, but we try to limit it to about 3 new communities each year.
Emily, do you get a lot of calls from communities who maybe aren't involved in the Main Street program with questions either how to join the program or can you give us some help to develop our downtown?
Yeah, we definitely do. And I would add to Jim, what Jim's saying is that I think a lot of communities just don't know the resources and don't know what this program can offer. I have had a lot of calls from communities that are interested in joining, have found out about it and interested in how it can help them. So that's one of the nice things about all the communities that are involved is that we are a pretty tight group and we really help each other out. And that's just one more benefit to be in a Main Street community.
Jim, why is historic preservation such an important part of this Main Street program?
I think the preservation part of it is the community's trump card. You know, all of our communities are different, but the historic buildings that they have in the downtown area really sets them apart from the community next door or the community across the state. We're a program based on authenticity. It was started by the National Trust for Historic Preservation, so we've been actively preaching preservation to our community since we started in 1988. And I think if you take a look at the more successful communities around the state that have done good things in their downtown, nearly all of them have had a preservation component to the program to maintain that character in the downtown area. You know, every shopping mall and every discount store kind of looks alike, but downtowns that have that architecture and flavor kind of really set themselves apart.
Is it necessary to have some sort of historic component to your downtown?
In the application process, there are 7 criteria that applications are scored on, and historic integrity is one of those 7 criteria. So I'm not saying a community couldn't be selected for Main Street if they didn't have great historic fabric in their downtown, but it would be more difficult.
Emily, what type of help has Viroqua received?
The state program has helped quite a bit. Right now we're looking at a new library project. Early on in that process when we were looking at locations for the building, we did have Main Street staff come out and assist with some of that committee work. Joe Lonizak, the state architect, I do not have an architectural degree, so he is a huge resource when a building is looking at doing a rehabilitation or facade change. He will do renderings for us of that building, has helped with some streetscaping, so is really familiar with the historic preservation guidelines and how they apply. And then just having the small business assistance when there's a question that a small business can't answer about growth, financial management, the state staff can help, and the communities also help if they've gone through that before. So it's a real supportive network.
Could Viroqua do this without the state's help?
I think it really creates the groundwork. It's the framework for this economic development approach, and I think that's really the key piece is that there's education involved and there's that educational component, and without that continued education, it would be a struggle.
Jim, I'm curious, what type of community is best suited for the Main Street program?
That's a good question. I think, as you mentioned before, the preservation element, I think it helps to have some historic building stock. I think it helps to have a core group of really enthusiastic business leaders and also broad-based support in the community. Interest in downtown revitalization from people all across the community. I think it helps greatly to have a local city hall that's very much in favor of a downtown revitalization process and has actually made that a priority and possibly even interested in investing funds in a downtown revitalization effort. I think those are kind of key pieces to the puzzle. Also, it doesn't hurt to have kind of a budding business mix in your downtown. It doesn't have to be the outstanding mix that you see in some communities because, quite frankly, some communities get involved in Main Street because they've got too many vacant buildings downtown. But I think something that you have to start with in terms of a business mix in place is a good thing.
I know it's a very expensive thing to do as well, is it not, to maintain a downtown and keep it healthy and vital?
It definitely is. But I think, again, a lot of that is the energy that's created through this program is it's exciting small business owners and entrepreneurs to want to get into business, being a resource there when they are seeing and having really good events encourages our businesses to keep going.
We're talking about the hiring of an executive director, you know, which costs money. You got to have a base budget to actually do some projects. I think as our communities have carried on their process and have got some wins under their belts and actually done some exciting projects, it becomes easier to raise money locally. And our Main Street programs in the state are funded in many different ways. Some of them have business improvement districts in their downtown that help them fund projects. Others raise a lot of money with promotional events. Others do pledge drives. Others get money from local foundations, from city government. So it's just a constant process to keep the budget up there. But our communities have generally done a very good job of it.
Are there a number of communities with healthy downtowns that aren't a part of the program? I'm thinking of the city of La Crosse. But are there other communities around the state with really healthy downtowns who choose to not be part of this?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, there are communities that are doing downtown revitalization on their own. And some of those even implement the Main Street approach to downtown revitalization. The whole program is based on a trademarked approach that the National Trust created called the four-point approach, which consists of organization, promotion, design, and economic restructuring. And all of our Main Street programs have committee structures set up based on that approach. But yeah, there are programs that, communities that have staffing that help them to do good things in their downtown areas. And some of them, even though they're not formally in the Main Street program, have implemented that approach.
I wanted to talk a little bit about job creation. I know back in the 50s, Main Streets were where the jobs were. I don't think they're thought of that way anymore today. But there is some evidence that Wisconsin's Main Street program has done a fairly good job creating new jobs over the years.
I think one of the things that we've always believed in since we started way back in 1988 was measuring the reinvestment that we've had in our downtowns during a community's period in a Main Street program. So Emily, for example, in Viroqua, every month files an online report that shows the new businesses open, jobs created, facade rehabs done, private investment in the district, public investment in the district. So we can collect stats, you know, that show the return on investment of the program. And since we started, there have been 4,500 new businesses open in our downtown areas, and those are net figures, and they've created 17,000 new jobs. So we do think that the Main Street communities are producing more of that than a community that is not actively doing a downtown revitalization program like Main Street.
Emily, what type of job creation is the Viroqua downtown in?
You know, I think it changes quite a bit. I don't have those numbers in front of me, Jim. I don't know if you have the numbers over the course that we've been here since 89, what Viroqua specifically has created. But, you know, they're seen as, they're generally smaller businesses, so they're seen as, you know, turnover one or two people, but we do get some larger ones. But it's really looking at the whole picture of looking at that public investment and what they put into infrastructure, what the building owners are putting in. So it's not just taking even just the snapshot of job creation, but looking at everything else that is lending itself to that cycle.
The economy, I know, has been pretty tough the last few years. How has that affected downtowns in Wisconsin, Jim?
Well, it has. You know, and I actually thought the impact would be bigger than it has been, and I'm not sure what the reason for this is, but it's been kind of inconsistent from community to community. I see some that have really struggled with losing businesses, and then I see others that have just boomed during this difficult time, and I hear stories for example, Lake Mills, where some new business owners opened their businesses, and they were spouses of people that had lost their jobs, you know, working for companies. So it was kind of an interesting take on that. But there's have been some communities that have done a terrific job. Port Washington, Wisconsin, had a much bigger vacancy rate 5 years ago than it does now. And they had like a dozen new businesses open up in the last year, including a Duluth trading company that went into a kind of an iconic building that had been vacant for about 10 years. So some communities have been able to weather that storm, and some it's been a little bit more difficult.
Emily, how is Viroqua's downtown? You mentioned earlier there's a few empty storefronts in Viroqua. How has Viroqua done the last 5 years?
Viroqua's actually done fantastic. I've been the director for 3 years. I've been with the organization for five. So I've seen it, and we actually had some kind of cornerstone vacancies when I started this position. An old pharmacy, actually two pharmacy buildings that were vacant with a lot of square footage, and then another clothing store. And we filled those. The vacancies that we have now have popped up in the last month. So we were a full downtown for a while. So we actually saw a lot of growth and a lot of positive improvements in our downtown in the last 5 years.
Jim, what makes a downtown a success in Wisconsin?
I think it's got to be diversified. You know, the communities that have a good mix of service businesses, of retail businesses, I think it really helps. I think the restoration of the buildings to make the community look good, and maybe even the reuse of some older buildings that have outlived their former use, communities that have been real good and about fixing those buildings up and finding new uses for them is good. I also think communities that have done a good job of attracting people to their districts by putting on new events that bring visitors and the residents to the downtown have done much better than ones that have just sat back and rested on their laurels with their same old promotions that they have done for years. Those are the things that come to mind immediately.
Emily, I assume you believe Viroqua's downtown is a success story. Why do you think that is?
Viroqua has a really strong sense of entrepreneurial spirit. I think we attract a lot of people to our community, and they're a really engaged community. We have a lot of movement, a lot of progress in our community, and I think that lends itself really well to what we're doing.
Jim, I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about this workshop in Alaska on November 14th.
Well, we're actually doing four application workshops, and the one on Alaska is on the last day of our statewide road trip. It's going to be at the City Hall Council Chamber at 415 Main Street in Onalaska. It's going to run from 9:30 to 3:30 with a lunch on your own. But the Main Street staff is going to be on hand there. We're going to give attendees a little bit of information about the history of the program. The four-point approach map model I just talked about. We're going to talk about building support in your district and your community for the Main Street program. We're going to talk about different funding options for the Main Street program. And then we're going to go through the complete set of services that the WEDC and the Main Street program offers Main Street communities. And we're going to finish up the day going through the application question by question to tell the attendees kind of what we expect. We'll give some tips. We'll talk about the scoring procedure and finally go over kind of the deadlines and dates that are coming up. The applications are actually due on April 15th, 2014. So communities have some time after they come to the workshop to actually get the application done. But we expect to work with three new Main Street communities starting in July of 2014.
Is there anything else either of you would like to add?
No, I encourage any community that's out there or even residents of communities to, I'm more than willing to answer any calls that people have about what this program can do. I really believe in it. It's a real grassroots community-driven form of economic development, and I think it's really important to keep our smaller communities strong and to really engage our larger communities like La Crosse.
Anyone interested in the workshops can register online on the WEDC website, or they can call me at 608-210-6840, and I'll help get you registered. Main Streets for All Size Communities. Our smallest community in the state is Tigerton, Wisconsin, which has a population under 800 people. And I guess you could say our largest is Milwaukee, because one of our newest Main Street communities is an urban neighborhood district in Milwaukee.
Jim Engel is the Downtown Development Team Manager for the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's Main Street Program. Emily Roseski is the Executive Director of Viroqua Partners, which manages Viroqua's downtown. They talked with Wisconsin Public Radio's John Davis about the Main Street Program. The state is looking for three new communities to join the program and is hosting a series of forums around the state, including one next Thursday at Onalaska City Hall. Thanks for listening to Newsmakers. From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, I'm Maureen McCollum. Our production team includes John Gatto, Mary Meehan Strube, and our senior producer, John Davis. To hear archives of this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/newsmakers. You'll also find extended interviews and photos, and if you'd like to comment on our program or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers. You can also find Newsmakers on Facebook, updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more. Like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers.